Welcome back to Random Radio. I am here to talk about the bite model, which is something not too many people, I think, know about. I learned about it first. I probably learned about it in elementary school first, but I learned about it in psychology just recently, or just this last trimester, this last school trimester. I was given this from a listener of this podcast, just as the theme for today's episode. So that's what we're going to be talking about, is the bite model and how it actually relates to the workplace, to the modern workplace. You may be asking, what is the bite model? Well, the bite model stands for behavior, information, thought, and emotional control. It's what cults use basically to make sure that their followers have like complete and total obedience to them, right? So first off, then you control their behavior, like, I know exactly what this person is, or like, I guess that they figure out, oh yeah, this is exactly what this person is gonna do, in this situation, and they try to control like, this is what you're supposed to be doing, this is what you should be doing, this is what you have to be doing if you want to stay in the cult. But they view it as like a religion more than a cult. But so first off, controlling behavior, right? As I said, then it's mostly just like, you know, controlling how people act and how, like, I don't even know, like, let's say that I'm going into a cult, right? And if they were to control my behavior, what they do is they probably say, hey, you're not allowed to post on that podcast of yours anymore. They'd also probably say, hey, you're not allowed to hang out with those friends anymore. You're not allowed to go to your church anymore, right? Like, stuff that you do, you're not allowed to do that. And don't worry, I'll get back to how this all affects the workplace too here in a minute. But next is the information control. So the information control goes mostly into like what information you get. So like they're actively going to steer you away from things like another religion, or from things like another cult, or generally good things. At least that's been the historical model of it. Just in that, like, you know, like, they don't let you view certain websites, probably. Like, I haven't ever been in a cult myself. But basically, they control what information you're getting. So then, you know, so that then they have more control over what you see, how you see the world, right? And they'll try to interpret, and they'll try to control how you, like how I said, how you view the world. This causes problems when it comes to morality and to it being legal. Just in that, like, you're not really allowed to control other people's thoughts. And you're not allowed to control what they can and can't see, unless you're the government. Never mind. No, I'm just kidding. In reality, then the government's doing a pretty good job. But anyway, next thing is thought control, basically how you think. And that mostly comes from information control, just like seeing, again, how you view the world, and then also seeing, they want you to have specific thoughts in specific ways, right? Like, they want you to think, oh yeah, the cult that I'm in is the best cult out there. Like, the group that I'm a part of is amazing, right? They want you to think that. And they also want you to think certain things that will benefit them, right? Like, let's say, I don't even know. There have been quite a few cults that go into, like, that go into more of it, like, it, basically they want to steal your money to... for the benefit of the leader of the cult, right? And that's just hidden from the people, which is partially information control and partially thought control, because they're keeping the information from you, that they're using the money for something bad or for something other than what they've told you. And then they're also controlling your thoughts in that, like, you know, they're sorry, I'm formulating my thoughts. As you guys know, these videos are not scripted, and so and so I never have a plan for these, and so then I just stall while I'm thinking of ideas. So they will control your thoughts in a way that, like, makes you think, oh yeah, what I'm in is a good thing, right? As I've already mentioned. Let's just move on from this, because I'm running out of ideas here. But emotional control. They'll try to control your emotions on a fact. Like, they'll try to make you feel like impassioned while you are in their meetings. They will try to make you feel like angry when people try to diss on your church, or on your well, you would call it a church, but it's more about when you're in a cult, right? And honestly, I'd actually say that all of these things apply to churches too, in a sense. Not to the extent, like, the thing that defines a church from a cult is that a church is actually doing it in a legitimate, like, this is benefiting the people, or this is, like, you know, that kind of a thing. And while cults are more, they're more trying to benefit the ringleader or somebody higher up in the position in the cult, right? And so, the Bite model actually does a lot for a lot of different things. Like now we're gonna get into this, the workforce, right? And specifically like high schooler jobs, and honestly the military too. Right? Because if you have somebody who is completely and totally willing, because that's what this Bite model actually does, is that like when, if you get your followers to follow it, you basically have an army of completely obedient people who are willing to do whatever it takes to follow your orders, right? And honestly, I'd argue that this is kind of what they do in the military too, is like they cut you off from people you know. They control your behavior in the sense that like that you will be punished if you don't do this thing, right? Especially in like boot camp. They control your thoughts in that like you're not allowed to think that. You're not allowed to think that this is a terrible situation. You're only allowed to think that this is a good situation. And then emotional control. They want you to remain mostly just emotionally dead, just because then that means you're a better soldier, and that means that you don't have morals, and that means you can kill somebody, right? And so that's just kind of one of the examples of in modern day when we use this, just because, but it's not viewed as a bad thing. Next thing, in the workforce, like in jobs, teenagery jobs. If you think about this a little bit, then you can imagine that teenagery type jobs like fast food, they want to employ this, right? Like they control your behavior in that, like, yes, you are coming to work these hours or you're getting fired, right? And it's really easy to get fired in those kinds of jobs because they can fire you. Maybe not around the area that I'm in, just because we have a major population shortage, and everybody is looking for work. But they try to control your behavior in that, like, this is what you should be doing. And if you're not doing that, then you are going to be fired, even if it's just a little thing, right? Information control, they're basically going to try to make you think that, oh yeah, the company that I'm working for is the best company out there, which it's probably not. But you know, then they try to restrict your information from like your higher ups down to you, right? So then you don't really know how much money that they actually have in reality in comparison to what they're paying you and how much they could be paying you, right? Which then influences your thoughts. But they also try to control your thoughts and be like, hey, you need to be thinking of these customers as higher than you, because if these customers are not anything, like they're just not any higher than you, then that means that you're going to be a bad employee, right? And so they try to control your thoughts and to be like, oh yeah, these customers I'm serving are the best people out there, and in reality, they're really not. Most of them are jerks, and I'll admit to being one of those people in all honesty, just mostly on accident, but it just happens. Then emotional control. Again, you basically want to be emotionally dead. They want you to be emotionally dead in that standard, just in that, like, you know, emotionally dead, just so that then you can't feel it when people are being mean to you. And so then you won't crumble under pressure because of emotional problems, right? So, the Bite model, as we know, the Bite model is generally a bad thing from a moral perspective, but it does create. If the people who follow it, or the people who like an organization that follows it, will generally produce better workers, just in the sense that like they can't really, they're like, they can't feel pain in a sense. They can't feel pain, and they are totally willing to follow that corporation to the ends of the earth to get it done, which means that they're willing to work extra hours. They're willing to do just about anything if they can keep their job, right? It goes along with thought control in that, like, this job is the most important thing to me. And so, you know, they keep you employed in that sense. Or they try to keep you employed in that sense. Or they try to keep you being like, oh yeah, this company is like, they're going out of their way to hire me. And so that means that, like, you know, they're being great. When in reality, then it's not really like that. But yeah, that's basically what I had planned for this episode, was just talking about the bite model. And again, thank you to the person who requested this. I'm very happy I am doing this. But yeah, that's what I was basically planning, just the bite model. And be next time that you go into a job, that you go into your job, or that you do whatever, just be aware of this and see if you can see anything. You know, like, don't be too worried about it, because most places do it anyway, to a lesser scale than what, like, cults do it to. But, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, I guess, try to be aware of it. Just as food for thought, here's what the bite model is. Here's, like, you know, here's the general idea. Take that as you will, right? So take that as you will and do whatever you want with that. Now, just as a couple of ending notes, it seems like forever, and it has been about a month since I posted, and that is because I skipped one session, and it just kicked in to me on how long that is, right? On how long it is to not record a podcast. And that was because I was dealing with a whole bunch of random stuff that was just going on all at the same time. So I apologize for that, but I do plan to record this episode tonight, which is going to be posted Monday the 13th, at least it should be. And then tonight I'm gonna go fold my laundry, and then we'll see how I feel. And if I feel any better, you guys might be getting a podcast episode next week, like, not this coming Monday, or like the Monday after the 13th. Which, one moment, the Monday after the 13th is the 20th. So you guys are gonna get it, gonna probably be getting an episode on the 20th. Just because I missed out on that one, and I've been having some pretty crazy and amazing ideas this past week. But yeah, and I would also like to thank my mom for letting me bounce ideas off her, and for just being an all around great person. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate you. And also thank you guys. Thanks to all of you for honestly listening to this. And even through me skipping one session and taking a month. But anyway, this was Random Radio, and I hope that you guys have a good time, and just, you know, keep your eyes out, and use some common sense every once in a while. Be safe, put on your seatbelt, all the good things. And anyway, have a good night, day, whenever you're listening to this, and you know, and that's me signing off.